Perhaps you have a favourite food. We've got a slide coming up with some food that's good for us in a moment. And for me, it feels like I'm on a food reprogramming course at the moment, because I seem to like all the wrong things, like cheese and chocolate and biscuits, though not necessarily in that order. We know it's important to eat what's good for us, five a day of fruit and vegetables. And we know it's much better if we can cook from scratch with fresh ingredients, vegetables, meat or fish, if you're not a vegetarian. And it's much better to make your meals at home than to buy ready-made meals or carry-out food. We all have to eat. Food and drink are essential to life, and maybe that's one of the reasons why Jesus took some food and drink and said, "Remember me when you take this bread and when you drink this wine." Jesus knew how essential God is to living life well. The first of our Jesus stories today is about a great feast. Jesus told it, I believe, so nobody would miss out on God's loving provision. A great banquet, a fantastic meal, has been prepared with all the very best food. There's enough here for all the guests to dine out on, and then some. Now, the guests in this story have been given an invitation in advance. They know what time the meal will be at. They know where it will be held. They're just waiting for the text message that will tell them to come, for everything is now ready. Well, imagine, that would be quite something. The time had come, everything was prepared for a great banquet, and the party is about to begin. And you can just sense it. There's a but coming in Jesus' story, and it's this: but all the invited guests began to make excuses. Someone had some property to attend to. They just bought a new field. Well, I ask you. Another had some cattle to look after. And another one said they had just got married. Unbelievably, none of the invited guests turned up. What was the host to do? He had prepared all this food. He didn't want it to go to waste. So he thought about people who would often go hungry. He thought about the poor in his town and others for whom life was hard, and invited them along. But there was still room for more people. So he invited the travelers on the roads and the lanes to come along so that his house would be full and nothing of what was provided would be wasted. Understandably, the host was angry and upset that none of those whom he had invited would come to the banquet. Now, we know Jesus' stories, dramatic and exciting as they are, as stories, they have a deeper underlying meaning. Here, the banquet stands for God's care and provision, and it's abundant. With God, there is still room. There is enough and more than enough for all of us. So the story's not just about food, but about inner resources, strength when we're faced with the challenges of life, assuring us that God's grace is sufficient for our every need. So we don't need to be overwhelmed by the challenges that come our way. God will provide us with what we need and more to help us get through. A heavenly banquet is prepared. It lies ahead, enough for everyone. The future is assured because God provides. It's a wonderful thing to receive an invitation, to be told, come, everything is now ready. And we sense how much has been specially prepared for us in Jesus. That's how it is when we share this special meal of communion. Jesus invites us to gather around his table, saying, "Come, for everything is now ready for you." We can think about how much Jesus has done for his guests through the way he lived, his giving of himself rather than giving up when those opposed to him wanted to stop him doing good, his overcoming all that's wrong, and his demonstration that love is stronger than hate and life is stronger than death. All this that we too might overcome and be forgiven and restored. So as we come to this table, we can know that everything is ready for us, carefully prepared for us each one, wonderfully set out, because every child of God is precious in God's sight. Now, a little word about those who made excuses, because we can all do that. Surely Jesus told these stories so people would hit the pause button, stop what they were doing, and think again, so that with a fresh understanding, people might reconsider where they are headed and turn around and embrace all the wonder of God's love for them. We know we live in a world where many are without food, where the lack of food is an issue, even in the UK. Supporting, as we do, the work of the Bethany Care Van and making provision at food banks are two ways in which we can look out for our neighbours in need as we face a winter of high inflation and fuel bills rising out of all proportion. Maybe there are more ways which we, as a church, can contribute to supporting our neighbours. Let's talk about that together. Well, we're going to sing a